Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 3, The Super Excellent Example of Srila Haridas Thakur. In the Chaitanya Mangala, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the attributes of Haridas Thakur to some extent, and no one can describe all the qualities of Haridas Thakur. One may say something about them just to purify him or herself. O devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please hear now something about the qualities of Haridas Thakur, which Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in detail. After leaving home, Haridas Thakur stayed for some time in the forest of Benapola. Haridas constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There, Haridas planted a tulsi plant, and in front of the tulsi, Haridas Thakur would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. Haridas chanted throughout the entire day and night. For his maintenance, Haridas would go to a brahmana's house and beg some food. Haridas was so spiritually influential that all the neighboring people worship Haridas Thakur. Now, there was a landholder named Ramachandra Khan, who was the zamindar of that district. Ramachandra Khan was envious of Vaishnavas and was therefore a great atheist. Unable to tolerate that such respect was being offered to Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan planned in various ways to dishonor Haridas. But by no means could Ramachandra Khan find any fault in the character of Haridas Thakur. Therefore, Ramachandra Khan called for local prostitutes and began a plan in order to discredit His Holiness Haridas Thakur. Ramachandra Khan spoke to the prostitutes. "There is a mendicant named Haridas Thakur. I want all of you to devise a way to deviate Haridas from his vows of austerity." Among the prostitutes, one attractive young girl was selected, and she promised, "I shall attract the mind of Haridas Thakur within 3 days. "Very well, then, my constable will go with you so that as soon as he sees you with Haridas Thakur, immediately he will arrest him and bring both of you to me." "No, no, no. First, let me have union with Haridas just once. Then, the second time, I shall take your constable with me in order to arrest Haridas." So at night, the prostitute, after dressing herself most attractively, went to the cottage of Haridas Thakur with great jubilation. After offering obeisances to the tulsi plant, she went to the door of Haridas Thakur, offering him obeisances, and thus stood there. Exposing part of her body to his view, the prostitute sat down on the threshold of the door and began to speak to Haridas in very sweet words. "Oh, my dear Thakur, oh, great preacher, oh, great devotee, you are so beautifully built, and your youth is just beginning. Where is that woman who could control her mind after seeing you? Oh, I am eager to be united with you. Indeed, my mind is greedy for this. But if I do not obtain you, then I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together. Yes, I shall accept you without fail, but you will have to wait until I have finished chanting my regular rounds on my beads. Until that time, please sit and listen to the chanting of the holy name, and as soon as I am finished, I shall fulfill your desire." Hearing this, The prostitute remained sitting there while Haridas Thakur chanted on his beads until the light of morning had appeared. And when she saw that it was morning, the prostitute stood up and left. Coming before Ramachandra Khan, the prostitute informed him of all the news. "Today, Haridas Thakur has promised to enjoy with me. So tomorrow, certainly, I shall have union with Haridas." The next night, when the prostitute came again, Haridas Thakur gave her many assurances. "Oh, I'm so sorry. Last night you were disappointed. Please excuse my offense." "Certainly, I shall accept you. Please sit down and just hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra until my regular chanting is finished. Then your desire will surely be fulfilled." After offering obeisances to the tulsi plant and Haridas Thakur, the prostitute sat down at the door. Hearing Haridas chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, she also chanted, "O my Lord Hari! O my Lord Hari!" And when the night had come to an end, the prostitute was now restless. Seeing this, Haridas Thakur spoke to her. "Try to understand. I have vowed to chant 10 million names in a month. I have taken this vow, but now it is nearing its end. I thought that today I would be able to finish my performance of yajna, my chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I tried my best to chant the holy name all through the night, but still I could not finish. Rest assured, tomorrow I will surely finish, and my vow will be fulfilled. Then it will be possible for me to enjoy with you in full freedom." The prostitute then returned to Ramachandra Khan, informing him of what had happened. The next day, she came earlier, at the beginning of the evening, and stayed with Haridas Thakur. After offering obeisances to the tulsi plant and to Haridas Thakur, the prostitute sat down on the threshold of the room. Thus, she began to hear the chanting of Haridas Thakur, and she also personally chanted, "Hari, Hari, the holy name of the Lord." "Yes, today it will be possible for me to finish my chanting. Then I shall satisfy all your desires." The night ended while Haridas Thakur was chanting, but by his association, the mind of the prostitute had now changed. Having become purified, the prostitute fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, confessing that Ramachandra Khan had appointed her just to pollute him. "Oh, because I have taken the profession of a prostitute, I have performed unlimited sinful acts. My Lord, be merciful to me. Deliver my fallen soul." "Yes, I know everything about the conspiracy of Ramachandra Khan. He is nothing but an ignorant fool. Therefore, his activities do not make me feel unhappy. On the very day Ramachandra Khan was planning his intrigue against me, I would have left this place immediately. But because you came to me, I stayed here for 3 days just to deliver you. O Haridas, kindly act as my spiritual master. Instruct me in my duty, by which I can get relief from material existence. You should immediately go home and distribute to the Brahmanas whatever property you have. Then come back to this room and stay here forever in Krishna consciousness. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously and render service to the tulsi plant by watering her and offering prayers to her. In this way, you will very soon get the opportunity to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. After thus instructing the prostitute about the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas Thakur stood up and left, continuously chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari. Thereafter, the prostitute distributed to the brahmanas whatever household possessions she had, following the order of her spiritual master. The prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with the Vaishnava principles, staying in that very room wearing only one cloth. Following in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, her spiritual master, she began chanting the holy name of Krishna 300,000 times a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. She also worshipped the tulsi plant, following in the footsteps of her spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms, and if nothing was supplied, she would simply fast. Thus, by eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses, and as soon as her senses were controlled, symptoms of love of Godhead appeared in her person. Thus, the prostitute became a celebrated devotee. She became very advanced in spiritual life, and many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to see her. Upon seeing the sublime character of the prostitute, everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the influence of Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. But on the other hand, by inducing a prostitute to disturb Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan caused a seed of offense at the lotus feet of Haridas to germinate. The seed later became a tree, and when it fructified, Ramachandra Khan ate its fruits. This offense at the lotus feet of an exalted devotee has resulted in a wonderful narration. So, taking advantage of this opportunity afforded by these incidents, I shall now explain what happened. O devotees, please listen. Ramachandra Khan was naturally a non-devotee. Now, having offended the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan became just like a demoniac atheist. Because of blaspheming the cult of Vaishnavism and insulting devotees for a long time, Ramachandra Khan now received the results of his offensive activities. Once upon a time, when Lord Nityananda returned to Bengal in order to preach the cult of bhakti, love of Godhead, Nityananda began touring all over the country. For two purposes, to spread the cult of bhakti and to defeat and subdue the atheists, Lord Nityananda, the most dedicated devotee of Lord Chaitanya, moved throughout the country. Nitai, who is omniscient because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came to the house of Ramachandra Khan, sitting down on the altar of the Durga Mandap. When the Durga Mandap and the courtyard became filled with crowds of men, Ramachandra Khan, who was inside the house, sent his servant to Lord Nityananda. The servant informed Nitai, "My dear sir, Ramachandra Khan has sent me to accommodate you in some common man's house. You might go to the house of a milkman, for the cowshed is spacious, whereas the space here in the Durga Mandap is insufficient, because you have many followers with you." When Nityananda Prabhu heard this order from the servant of Ramachandra Khan, Lord Nitai became very angry and came out. Laughing very loudly, Nityananda spoke as follows, "This Ramachandra Khan has spoken rightly. This place is unfit for me. Indeed, it is fit for cow-killing meat-eaters. And having said this, Lord Nityananda stood up and left in an angry mood. To chastise Ramachandra Khan, Nityananda did not even stay in that village. Ramachandra Khan then ordered the servant to dig up the dirt in the very place where Nityananda Prabhu had sat, and to purify the Durga Mandapa temple and the courtyard, Ramachandra Khan sprinkled and smeared it with water mixed with cow dung, and still his mind was unsatisfied. Now at the same time, Ramachandra Khan's business was questionable, for he tried to avoid paying income tax to the government. Therefore, the government's minister of finance was angry and came to the residence of Ramachandra Khan. The Muslim minister made his residence in the Durga Mandap of Ramachandra Khan. He killed the cow and cooked the meat at that very place. He arrested Ramachandra Khan along with his wife and sons, and then he continuously plundered the house and village for 3 days. And in that very room, he cooked the flesh of a cow for 3 consecutive days. Then, the next day he left, accompanied by his followers. The Muslim minister took away Ramachandra Khan's position, wealth, and followers, and for many days the village remained deserted. So, it is to be understood and concluded that wherever an advanced devotee is insulted, even for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. Thus ends the further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 3, The Super Excellent Example of Srila Haridas Thakur, recorded October 15, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.